Hello again, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with a message of hope and encouragement for God's people. The Lord wanted me to say to each of you that have been holding onto your faith, to those who've been believing in hope when the world says there is no hope, for those who are holding steadfast to the word of God, the prophecy that is spoke to your heart, he says, be encouraged. Beloved, you have to know that God cannot be stopped. God's word will not return to him void. It will accomplish what he wants it to accomplish in the earth. It shall not return to him void. It's coming to pass if you don't faint. So I want to give you some encouragement to keep you from fainting today. And you have to understand, no one can stop the word of God from coming to pass in your life but you. The only way the word can fail us is if we give up hope and step off of our faith. Jesus talks about this in the parable of the sower. And this is a group of people that I want to address today. Those who have the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in their heart, it chokes the word and the word becomes unfruitful. Because you're looking at other things. You're not looking at God right now. And God wants you to know you have to look at him and focus on what he's saying. And you have to understand what he's saying to you. If you don't have understanding of the word, it's going to be taken away from you by every wind that you hear of conversation that's going out here in the world. And there's a lot of deceitful things out here in the world that are taking people's attention. For God's promise to come to pass in your life, you have to hear and understand the word. The Bible talks about getting wisdom, but in all you're getting, you get understanding as well. But I want to focus on a couple of things that God has given me, because the devil knows God's word will come to pass no matter what. He's seen it. He's been around here for generations upon generations, for thousands of years. So he's seen the word of God work in the mouth of a faithful believer. But what he's hoping is that you don't know that he can't stop the word. He wants you to think that it's not coming to pass. Now, he knows differently, but this is all a game of deceit. He knows what the word will do, which is why he has to throw you off your game. God cannot be stopped. His word cannot be stopped, and the devil knows it. The only option he has is to distract you. It's to get you off your game that you're looking somewhere else and you don't see what's going on. And that's what's happening right now in the world. The enemy is distracting people. And I think I may have mentioned this in another podcast. I know I've written about it, how the Lord gave this to me in a vision where he showed this master stage where it was capturing the whole world's attention. And he later let me know what it was. It was all this stuff about coronavirus and political stuff that's going on in the world. The enemy is using those things as a tactic of distraction. Because outside of that arena, what God was showing was wealth, power. He was moving stuff to people that he could trust, people he could hear. But what I wanted to show you, and going back to that vision, is the enemy's only tactic was distraction, because it knew the power of God's word. It knew what would happen if you actually stood on the word of God. The enemy is no fool. He knows exactly what would happen if the very people he's oppressing come into power, and he's afraid of that. My African-American brothers and sisters, I want to address you specifically, because a lot of what's happening in America has to do with you. Now, some of these politicians and a lot of these people know what God's word is concerning what God wants to do in your life to raise you up. So what they're doing is they're devising another method to get your attention, to throw you a bone and think that they're doing the best that is possible for you, when in actuality, if you're not listening to God, you're not going to get anything. And the Lord has shown me how this thing is going to end for a lot of you. You're following man. You're following these politicians like you're looking for some great white hope out there, when the only hope, if you are a Christian, is Jesus Christ. So you need to really get back to where God wants you to be. You need to repent, because this house of cards that they have built is about to fall. But I'm not going to talk a whole lot about them. Judgment is coming to them. This is God's grand finale. No matter what these men are saying, no matter what you hear in the government, in business, in church alike, if it's not what God has spoken to your heart, if it's not what's in the Bible, throw it out. If someone is trying to get you to receive sickness and disease when Jesus has said in his word that no pestilence can come near you, no evil will befall you, no plague come to your dwelling. If he's saying, I am your healer, by his stripes we're healed, why are you receiving the opposite? Why are you even meddling with that? Get into what God told you to do. Get into his promises, whatever assignment he has for you. That's where your protection is. That's where your provision is. It's not following these people, because they don't know what they're doing. It's, well, take it back. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They know exactly what they're doing. As my sister said the other day, she said there was a lot of race baiting going on out of the White House. And you have to understand, I have never heard that word. But when you think about a bait, what is a bait for? It's a set of trap, and that's exactly what this is. And as the Lord showed me, so many of my African-American brothers and sisters, you are the ones who are going to be hurt when all of this goes down because you put your trust in man and not in God. Stop and think and consider what he said versus what man is telling you. Listen to his word. Turn off the TV. Get in your prayer closet. Stop listening to man and start asking the Holy Spirit to show you what it is you need to know about your safety, your family, your assignment. Because your only protection in this last day is your assignment. It's not going to be listening to other people. You have to hear from God. You have to know what God told you to do. Because we're in the end times and the enemy's time is up. I don't care what you see this evil in the world. I don't care what you think is going on, but it's not what is actually going on. The reason there's so much craziness, the reason there's so much upheaval is because God himself is changing the times and season. God himself is pulling back the curtains and saying, no more lies, no more deceit. I'm stopping this. That's why there's such a rapid, it seems like a rapid amount of it, because the enemy knows his time is short. And God is pulling the other direction. In fact, the glory of God is here operating in our midst, bringing truth and justice. It's bringing righteousness. It's bringing healing. It's bringing all the things that God is, because he's taking back this earth. He's taking back everything. So no matter what these men are saying, politicians, as I said, church people, it could be business people, if they're not speaking what God's speaking, don't listen to them. Shut them down. Get in the prayer closet because I'm telling you what I know. They don't see what's coming. They are intentionally blinded. They can't see what's coming. But God has reserved the right of vision for his people only. He's making a difference. He's making a difference. And he keeps taking me back to Egypt. Pharaoh didn't see those plagues coming. He thought he knew everything. And that's the spirit we have that we're going up against in America and in the nations of the world. It's a spirit of Pharaoh. It's a slave spirit. And I don't care what these people are saying about wanting reparations for black people. They're lying to you. That's not what's going on. But as my sister said, they're baiting you races. It kind of reminds you of what you saw happen when you were in school. Somebody said they called you fat. Oh, she called you ugly. He called you that. He called you that. Just to get people to fight. Why? Because they want to keep the fight going. Because there are some people who are addicted to the fight. But guess what? Holy Jesus, I hear you speaking. He's bringing the fight right to them. It's going to be a fight between them and God, and you don't want to be anywhere near it. So my brothers, my sisters, regardless of your ethnicity, I would tell you to get in God's face, because this thing is going down, and it's going down hard. Our Lord is preparing our hearts to minister to the masses of people who are going to be disillusioned, who are going to be angry, and some of them are going to turn on these leaders themselves. We see a little bit of now, but when this thing comes full circle, a lot of Americans are going to be hurt, angry, that their lives were taken, their lives were wasted, things were done in the name of greed and money from these people who want to be leaders in this country. So I'm telling you, people, I would not spend any time with them. As God is saying, be encouraged, go back to his word, what he told you to do, and that's where you need to stand. Now, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that got me going. The Lord had me write the book, Taking Back the Night. And it talks about taking back the kingdom of darkness, meaning the nighttime season, and taking over the kingdom of darkness by the kingdom of light. But it does require that his people are faithful. And let me tell you, God doesn't run by majority. God uses a remnant always. He never uses a majority. So it doesn't matter what the crowd is saying. If the crowd is saying one way, I can tell you God is going to be the opposite. And that's how you can tell. Whatever the crowd is saying, God is always in the opposite wind, because the crowd in the world is always against God. So if the devil is telling you there's going to be sickness and disease, he's lying. If the devil keeps saying you're going to be enslaved to sickness, he's lying. If he tells you you're going to be poor, he's lying. Why? He wants you to believe a word that's against God so that you will have what the enemy says and not what God says. So I want you to be encouraged. Pull out those prophecies. The Lord had me doing that in the last week or so, and beautiful prophecies. He had me pulling out for the nation, for the world, about what was happening. And it's been going on for a while, so I want to spend some time mentioning some of those prophecies right now. Now, one of the things the Lord has been talking to me about, I would say probably the last 2 to 3 years, he's been saying, in these end times, you're going to have to strive to see the good. He says you're going to have to fight to see the good, because the enemy is going to be throwing negative your direction. He's going to want you to be depressed. He's going to want you to be angry. He's going to want you to fight. He's going to want all those negative things to come out. because he doesn't want God's words to come to pass. But you have to strive to see the good of God in the land of the living. Now, the 2021 prophecy, the Lord is promising extraordinary manifestations of his glory in the earth. He's sending a healing wave to his people. He's sending deliverance to his people. He's sending wealth. He's sending all those things to his people. And many of you have specific things that God has told you to set up. This is not going to happen automatically. When God speaks a word of destiny, you're going to have to fight a warfare for this. You're going to have to wage a warfare for this, meaning you're going to have to take that prophecy and fight and beat the devil over the head with it in order to move. You're going to have to fight against the spirits, especially right now. There's a spirit of Jezebel and Athaliah. There's some warfaring spirits that are coming against the spirit of God. They hate prophecy. Those spirits hate prophets. They hate anybody who hears it from the spirit of God. So whatever you're hearing, they're going to fight you. So you're going to have to push against those. But believe it and stand on it, knowing that God, if he says it's going to be extraordinary manifestations of his glory, and he's told you what to do to manifest it, then carry out his plan. Same thing for 2020. He said he would be glorified in 2020. In many areas he was, and we're still fighting for him to be glorified. But again, his glory comes when we're obedient. It doesn't just happen automatically. These are seeds of destiny. These are words of destiny that must come to pass if we do our part. It's covenant. We do our part because Jesus has done his part, but it's not going to just happen. And we can't be following another voice and then it happens. It doesn't happen that way. Whatever you follow is going to come to pass for you. If you follow after the evil, you're going to get evil. You're going to get just what they're going to get in these last days. Again, going back to 2019, the Lord said that it would be a great year of possession of all things promised for the people of God. He was talking about promises coming to those who would stand on their faith all the way back to Adam. What were the promises given at the very beginning? He's taken us back to Eden. And that's where God has been speaking. Again, 2018, he said it was going to be a great day of prosperity for the body of Christ, meaning he wants it to prosper in health and wealth and our relationships, prospering on every standpoint. And people fight the prosperity gospel. You know what to prosper? That's what it means to bless, to be blessed. Everybody says they want to be blessed, but they don't want to prosper. Well, look up the definition. Being blessed means prospering. Otherwise, it's going to be the curse. That's the opposite. Do you want a curse? Do you want to walk in a curse? Do you want to be cursed? Nobody in their right mind does. So stop fighting prosperity. And there was another word the Lord told me. Those of you who've been fighting people who've been preaching prosperity, who've been preaching this prosperity of God, he says you're going to wish you hadn't done it because things are coming to America. Were you going to wish you heard a note on prosperity? Because these devils that are running this country right now, and I'm saying devils because they're children of the devil. A lot of these people are demon possessed because they have left being a normal person to following after spirits because that's how much they want power. But no, these people have set something in motion that's going to come to their house and destroy everything that's aligned with them. So when we're talking about prosperity, you're going to wish, as God said, that you learned something about prosperity because what's coming is going to be devastating to you. That just came up in my spirit, but I wanted to throw that out again. Again, 2018 was a year of great prosperity. Now, mind you, when God gives a prophecy every year, it doesn't nullify the one the year before. Because what it is people are in different relationships with God. We're different places in our faith. Some people aren't even saved yet. So these prophecies are in perpetuality, meaning once they're stated, they're here until Jesus comes. And all of these have to be fulfilled before Jesus comes. That's why we know it's not the end of the world, because none of this has happened to the degree that God has said it would. Again, 2018, a great day of prosperity for the body of Christ. 2017, he said it'd be a year of magnificent acceleration for the body of Christ. That was 2017. And I'm just going through some of these prophecies. I'm just giving you the titles of them. All of these prophecies are listed on our, not on the Epic Books and Cafe site, but we have a prophecy site called letstalkprophecy.com. So this is where you'll find them. Okay, 2016, the year of total restoration. Now, people are trying to get something from the United States government for what happened to black people in this nation. Forget it. It ain't happening. They'll throw a bone at you, but they don't have money. This government is broke. How do we know? Read my book, Taking Back the Night. God says they sold America to the highest bidder. These people have stripped America bare. And God's getting ready to strip them bare, the very ones who stripped this country and raped this country of its resources and of its people are getting ready to be stripped themselves. So just know that. So as God said, the restoration of all things. What does that include? It includes everything all the way back to Adam. What God is doing in his restoration is not what the governments and people are talking about. They're not going to do anything. But what God is saying is he's going to treat us as though sin never happened. So not just the restoration for what happened in your family and your nation, but your family through all the generations, all the way back to Adam. In other words, God will be treating you and restoring you as if sin never happened. And if you had been in a perfect world without sin, where would your family be today? So the wealth that's coming, the power that's coming, the possessions that are coming are bringing you back to where you would have been if sin had not occurred. Now you have to understand, God is a righteous judge. And anybody who's been in a courtroom and you've gotten a reward for payback for something that you've been suffered, they go all the way back to the incident. And this is not about men. This is about God going against Satan. So everything the devil has done from the beginning of time, he owes for every individual who turns their lives back to Jesus Christ. So you're not going to get it if you're not in the kingdom and not following Christ. But he is the righteous judge, and the courts of heaven have already decided every wrong that's been done to you will be repaid in this season. So that's what the enemy is scared of. He has to give up everything. As the word of God says, if the thief be found, he has to give up seven times up to his entire house. And what the Lord is saying, he's getting ready to strip these individuals who raped America. And some of them, if they still fight God, they're going to lose their lives. And that's the word of the Lord, and that's his prophecy that he spoke. So what I'm trying to tell you is we're in a time where God is saying we're in a great time of great wealth and restoration for the people of God. Every promise that God made you is coming to pass. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what these people are telling you. They're lying on purpose to throw you a distraction, to throw you a bone, to send you somewhere else. So pull out your prophecies. Whatever God said, he's sending a wave of healing and prosperity to his people. And it's only for the ones who can hear. If you continue to follow these men, as I said, continue to follow these people who call themselves leaders of this country, they can't hear God. Many of them he's dealing with to get them to repent, to bow down, to turn from their wicked ways before they're destroyed. So they can't hear what you're hearing. And it's not for their ears to hear, because this is something that's covenant. The covenant is personal to each of us. It's a covenant that was made between God and Jesus Christ to restore each of us to our rightful state as sons and daughters of God. But my place is not the same as your place. And your place is not the same as somebody else's place. So you can't lump a people, a black people, a white people, or Asian people in a category to repair, because you don't know what they were called to do. You don't know what they suffered and how they were injured. In a court of law, you have to know the exact injury. You don't know the people. You don't know their history. You're going to give them something what you think. That's not how God does it. God knows what our ancestors have suffered. God knows what has been suffered all the way back to Adam, and that's what he's repaying this hour. I want you to be encouraged, because the courts of heaven has spoken. I don't care what they do in this government. It doesn't matter who's in the White House, who's in whatever house, because judgment is on them all. No one's going to escape. Nobody's house, whether it's the White House or the outhouse or your house, everyone is going to be judged in this season according to what they've continued to do. This is God's, as he called it, his final chapter. This is God's grand finale. And he said it's his time of rewarding people for good or bad, for what you always done. So this is a time, if you don't want to get bad reward, if you don't want to get hurt, it's time to repent. That's all God is saying. Repent. There's a time of turning to God. And that's what he's looking for these leaders who think they know. They don't know. They can't see. They're blinded by their own ambition. The enemy intentionally hates human beings. Yeah, you may fight and have the devil's spirit moving through you to get power, but let me tell you, his whole point is destruction. He hates human beings. He hates people. The devil will use us to hurt one another and hurt each other, hurt ourselves. And in fact, he keeps showing me, I keep seeing death. Ooh, Jesus, in the White House. I keep seeing it, but yet I can't stop it. I can only pray that people come to their right mind. It's the judgment of God coming to people because what they have done in the past and refused to repent for, what they've done to in public and done in private and refused to repent publicly for. God is looking for righteousness in this nation. He's looking for people to stand up as quality men and women and not to continue to doing the evil. That's one of the reasons he's allowing them to go to their end for the point of getting them to be come to the point of destruction. Because at that point of destruction, they will either they repent or go down. And that's where God has all of us right now, where he's pushing us to the point of destruction. As he said, America's under a strong delusion. Again, that scripture in Thessalonians says, it's because they don't have a love for the truth. I'm going to tell you, people, truth is going to prevail anyway. You may not like it, but it's going to be the sword that takes your head. And that's what people have to understand right now. But those who are called by Christ, that's not our lot. That's not our lot. Even when God brings plagues on Egypt, we are in Goshen. Where's Goshen? This is a place where God set his people. It's that secret place. It's the place of protection, of provision. It's that place where everything is moving according to God's will, his goodness, his loving kindness. Egypt is where the plagues are. That's where the death is. That's the world in which we live. But that's not the world in which we dwell. We dwell in the kingdom. We dwell in, under the shadows of the Almighty, as Psalm 91 says, and our lot is a lot different. So I just want to make sure that those of you who heard from the God understand you're the children of light. We're supposed to be the light of the world. And yes, darkness may be in the world, gross darkness on the people, but arise and shine. God's glory is on us. His light is here. And they're going to come to our light. People are looking for answers. That's why God's glory is here. That's why his spirit is here. People need to know the truth. They need answers. In the days to come, they're going to need you more than ever. So get back in your prayer closet. Repent for not hearing God, for not following God. Get back in the place where he needs you, because your family's going to need you. Your community's going to need you. My God, your nation's going to need you, because people are about to go off the hinges in ways we've never seen. And these leaders of the country, they're not even going to be safe no matter where they are. They're not going to be safe no matter where they are. The enemy's coming for them, and you don't want to be part of that. You don't want to be part of what they're doing or what's going to happen to them. Stay in the word. Look for the good. Strive for the good. God is good always. This evil is not from him. None of this evil is from him. He has a good plan for you, as Jeremiah 29:11 says. And his plan is for good and for not evil. We just have to find the plan, get in it, and stay in it. And that's where your protection is going to be. That's where all your provision is be. And for those who will get in the plan, that's where the wealth is going to be. That's what's going to power is going to be. Because God is going to give the power to those who have an ear to hear him and have a heart to take care of the people according to his ways, his will, and his kingdom operation, and not according to the ways of the world. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe saying, be encouraged. God cannot be stopped. And if you align yourself with him and his will for your life, you cannot be stopped either. Until next time.